So a bit more than 24 hours after I've sample roasted a Colombian coffee yesterday, did two profiles. This is a washed Colombian Finca El Recuerdo Department Huila, altitude 1700 meters. It's a Catura, a washed Catura. Did two different profiles. And I'm so anxious to find out what they taste like. Opening the bag, they just smell absolutely delicious. Yeah, they do smell delicious. But, you know, the nose and the palate are two different things. So we'll have to see if they actually marry up. They normally don't really marry up. The nose gives a different story to the palate. But all very exciting. Now, just cupping two coffees would be a bit too boring. It wouldn't make a nice cupping table. So 2 days ago, I met Ben, Master Roaster at Grind, which was great. I met him off chance, really, because I was in the air and then I remembered that they were there. So just popped in and he kindly asked me in and we had a wonderful chat and a beautiful time there. And he also kindly gave me his Kenyan, Tunguri AB. A bean that I am familiar with. I've had it sent to me from Slovakia, from Green Plantation. It was also the Kenyan Tunguri, but it was a double A. So this is an AB, slightly smaller beans. And opening that, it's only 2 days off the roast. I think it would be fine to cup it as well. And I've actually already ground that one and it smells very familiar, this kind of winey kind of acidity and something I really enjoy. I love Kenyan coffees. I love African coffees. Do you know what? I love all sorts of coffees. So it's really difficult to pin me down and say, what's your favorite coffee? Cupping is beautiful. You see and taste and smell all the subtleties that all these beans from different oranges have and give. So cupping is on the menu today. And I'm going to pause this now so I can just arrange my cupping table and then check back in and start slurping. That's the fun bit. Wow, so I've grounded two sets of coffees now, the second profile of the Colombian, and it just smells amazing. So for cupping, 12 grams of fairly coarsely ground coffee, a bit like French press, maybe just a nudge bit coarser than French press. And then you add 94, 96 seawater, 220 milliliters to a cup, a bowling cup, and then you let them steep for about 4 minutes. A crust will form, then you break the crust, get all these amazing aromas happening. But let me just grind this last Colombian profile too. I won't let you listen to it, that's rather noisy. Just another quick word, always remember to purge your grinder between different coffees, even if it's the same coffee in different profiles. You don't want to mix them up, do you? So I've done that, and now adding my last 12 grams of beans and grinding that. So before I pour my hot water over the freshly ground beans, I'm just going to do the dry test. What test? No, I'm going to smell the dry grounds. Grounds, what do you say? I don't know. I'm busy sniffing. First Colombian, first profile. Second. Wow, a very rich, deep smell. They're all washed coffees, by the way, all three of them. Bit sweeter, the second profile, and I know why. It's lovely that it's actually a bit sweeter. And the Kenyan, so different, the Kenyan. More juicier, I'd say. Ha, that'll be interesting. It'll be so interesting to pour the water over it. So, kettle has boiled. I think has come down to the right temperature. Of course, we've got everything here. Thermometer, everything. Thermometer, timer. You've got to have all the paraphernalia, I tell you. If you're passionate about coffee, you better get it all sorted and have it all at hand. So my timer, I'm going to put on as I'm pouring with my beautiful stainless steel jug with this swan-like neck, which I love. You can just be so gentle and filling that cupping bowl all the way up to the top. And the grind, some of the grinds stay down and others kind of rise to the top and form the crust. And And all the lovely aromas will be trapped under there for 4 minutes. 4 minutes. You can already obviously sniff the crust and see what aromas you get. But then when you actually break the crust, that's when everything that's been sitting there steeping will be released. Fantastic. I love this bit. Oh, shame I'm doing it on my own, actually. It's always nice to do it with two or three people and just compare notes. But hey, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ today, just on my own. You may remember the Colombian that I sample roasted yesterday, sent to me by Lena and George. Lena and George, Café Muisca. And Lena, God, you know, always get this right or wrong. I've no idea. Third generation or second generation coffee growing farmers in Colombia. And well, they're now importing their green beans as well, which is which is a great move forward. And sent me some samples. So I had 400 grams of this particular one, the Catura Finca El Recuerdo. I also got another sample, which I'm going to do another day. But this, still steeping away there. I'm going to break the crust any minute now. Got a few more seconds to go. So, ready to break the crust. The first Colombian. Oh, wow. Pretty good. Also smell the back of the spoon, see if there's any defects. But I've looked so carefully through all the green beans that I've actually eliminated the few defected beans that there were. A bit richer and sweeter, that second profile. And again, I do know why, which is great. Now coming to the Kenyan Tunguri AB. And a washed coffee, roasted by Ben for Grind in London, southwest London, in Wandsworth. They've got a couple of shops, one in Putney, one in, by the Olympic Stadium, in the big shopping mall there. Haha, very good. But I'm not going to say anything yet with the nose, I'm just going to wait for the palate, I think. Time to tidy up, get all the scum off, and make the cup as clean as possible. This bit is cool, actually. I like that with the cupping spoons, which have got quite a deep head in the spoon, kind of a bowl. You just from the top, you just they're together at the top, and then you go round the outside of the bowl and bring your two spoons together again. And it takes a bit of getting used to and a bit of skill to get all the scum off and make that cup really very clean. No scum, no grinds, because they've all gone to the bottom when you broke the crust. And so a little bit of foam staying there. And it's looking good. Now you've just got to wait until the temperature cools down a bit. You don't want to scald yourself. And then you do a few rounds, go all the way down to when the liquid is cooled down to, well, body temperature. It releases all the subtleties, and the acidity just really comes through as the cups just cool down. Now, I usually pay a lot of attention to mouthfeel. Excuse the slurping now. And I can already tell the two Colombians, definitely a difference, not only in sweetness, but in mouth feel and profile too, sweeter and a bit heavier on the mouth. Mouthfeel, absolutely delicious. Really am happy with these two. Colombian, I must say. Just again, yeah, a bit thinner, that first one. And I know I was kind of, as I was roasting, I was doing it live as well, recording it, and I just got distracted just a tiny bit, and I know why this is also different. That bean that I've never roasted before actually ran away a little bit with me on the first roast, and I was getting a bit panicky, so I came down to the temperature a bit too soon, and so yeah. Anyway, second roast, much better. Didn't do that live, just recorded the dropping of the beans, but a much nicer roast, that second one. Of course, it'll be so different if you do do them as a filter coffee, and then I also will try them as espresso for sure. Now, the grind, Kenyan, is a washed coffee, and for me, for Kenyan, what I'm used to, actually, it's missing a bit of that acidity, that real bright acidity. Doesn't have it. I think Colombian profile 2 is the winner for me.